Public input is being sought for a major redesign of Main Street in downtown Northampton. The city's planning to spend $10 million in a few years on a project to make the street safer for all modes of transportation and improve the vibrancy of downtown. An online survey has been posted to collect ideas. The most popular proposals will be field tested next summer. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Wayne Fiden, the Director of Planning and Sustainability for the City of Northampton.
We're looking for public input on actually a narrow piece of this. We know it's hard to design things that are as complicated as Main Street, so we want to do some testing next August, September, and maybe October. So we're actually doing a public survey, and what are things that people think they'd like to see on Main Street, but we're asking them is specifically things we might be able to do as testing for a month to see if they work.
And so what are some of those things?
Extending a curb out so you could put a sidewalk cafe so people could, you know, hang out and eat outdoors. We only have a few outdoor sit cafes. These are, you know, temporary curb extensions. The temporary curb extension for a little park where people could hang out. You know, think of sidewalk cafes. You buy something from the store next door. The parklet is being, you know, anybody could hang out there. More visible crosswalks, art installations on the pavement, on the street, both to make it attractive and to slow down the speed of traffic. Testing a variety of bicycle lanes, you know, traditional bicycle lanes and maybe buffered bike lanes that are along the curb. Pedestrian refuge islands. This place where you can go halfway across the street and then be safe from cars while you wait for the other half. Curb extensions generally just make the sidewalks wider. So a variety of those things. And again, we're asking people to vote and say which ones are most important to you.
And then you would test them in certain areas next summer. That's the idea?
That's right. We won't be able to test everything everywhere. But the idea is we want to identify the things that people say are most important and do one or two tests for those things.
And then, depending on how the tests go, that might be incorporated into the final designs for Main Street. Is that the idea?
That's exactly right. Right. We're still 5 years from actually building Main Street. This is a long, slow, complicated process. But we want to get public input early in the process so that where we go in design reflects what people are looking for the community.
And you've held one or two public hearings already, correct?
Yes, we've done some focus groups with the business community. We've held a couple of public forums, and we'll be doing more of those same things. There'll be more public forums and more focus groups with business community as we go forward in the process.
And recognizing that, as you said, this is a few years down the road, what's the scope of this project? What's the potential cost?
So the scope is really looking at everything within the public right-of-way from the gates of Smith College by, you know, being of Elm Street and Route 66 all the way up to Market Street and Hawley Street. It's about half a mile long, and from building face to building face. So the question is how much the road should be devoted to cars, how much to bicycles, how much to pedestrians, how much for trees, how much for sidewalk cafes. What everybody wants is wonderful. It's just there's a limited amount of real estate, and so how do we use that real estate best?
And I suppose there's a limited amount of dollars, too, right?
Yes, absolutely limited amount of dollars. I mean, the current projection, this is about a $10 million project, all of which would be state and federal funds. The city might, if we were decided while construction was gone, to replace water lines and sewer lines, that would be us. Things like park benches might be us. But the construction itself would be in federal and state funds, but it's a long queue to get those funds.
Back to the survey currently that's out there. How can people participate, and is there a deadline?
We're planning to do it through the end of February, and it shows up in a lot of social media. But if people don't get emails for it, they can go to my office's website, which is northamptonma.gov/plan, and I can follow a link there. You know, we're very aware of the challenges. We, you know, our goal is not to reduce traffic through Main Street because that's the lifeblood of downtown, but to tame it so people don't keep getting hit by cars. We have a very high crash rate, and to make it a more vibrant place so people want to come downtown and spend more money.